Don't let someone steal your great idea. Register a domain name now and put your idea online. GoDaddy is offering one new or transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. Whether you're building your dream business or starting a website for fun, visit GoDaddy.com and enter WWC295 at checkout. It's go time. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Again, the code is WWC295. Get it? Because it's like watch what crappens, 295, because it's $2.95 for whatever you're going to buy. Well, it has to be a new .com or
transfer. Oh, I just got that. I'm
yeah,
glad you explained
isn't that so,
it.
So original. Why don't you just start a website about how original that deal is? So everyone, GoDaddy.com, WWC295, and you get a new or transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. It's when there's so much that happens.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all the crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com, and I'm joined with the lovely, thin, and effervescent Ben Mandelker of B-Side Blog. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. So nice of you to call me thin, because I've actually been going in the exact opposite direction.
I don't believe you. I have Instagram, so I know when you're lying.
No. I can take good angles, but the truth is, I started seeing a trainer about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Like fucking one or working?
No. They were like, LA Fitness was like, okay, you want to get your metabolism going, so you want to eat like 3 big meals a day, and then in between them, like 3 little meals or whatever. So I've been eating a lot and I've been going to the gym, but I think I've actually been just gaining weight. Like I've gained about 8 pounds and my belt is like, I can't get to the notches that I normally used to go to. So
yeah, trainers don't understand normal people's stomachs. When they say eat 3 big meals a day, they mean like a couple of eggs and some water for one, and then like some salsa, celery, and a grilled chicken breast for the other. Like a meal to me is a pizza and ice cream. Like,
yeah, well, you know, one of my problems is that there has been a little bit more pizza in my diet the past week or two than normal, so that's probably the real issue. But
I was doing good for like 3 weeks, and then just that part of me comes over. There's a part of me that just takes over that doesn't give a flying crap, and I don't care. I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. My way of being rebellious in the world is being fat. Like, I make up all these weird excuses. Like, I'm showing everybody how much I don't give a fuck what they think. But then when I'm actually in public, I'm like pulling at my shirt. You know, like that makes you look so much thinner.
Well, you know what? For me, karma got me. Karma literally bit me, because I was at Jones Cafe on Sunday. And people listening may hear that my voice sounds a little strange. Like, I have a slight impediment today. And that is because on Sunday, I was with a bunch of people, and we ordered their hot apple pie, which comes in a skillet. And in the skillet is like brown sugar and butter caramelized and bubbling away. That's like heaven, you know, and ice cream. So I'm like, ooh, fun. So I've had a few bites. I'm like, you know what? I don't need one more bite of this apple pie, but I'm going to go for one last bite. So I stick my spoon in the pie, and I scoop up a whole bunch of that like caramelly, bubbling caramel sauce, and then put it in the ice cream tube to cool it down. I put it in my mouth. The caramel congealed onto my tooth, and I bit down. It was like a little dagger, like a little fang, and I fully pierced my tongue.
Oh, my God.
And I drew blood, and now I have like a semi-swollen, canker sore-y tongue situation, and every word I say hurts, and some of the words are bringing tears to my eyes. So that's
why you know how Sonia feels at all times with her canker sore infested mouth.
Oh my goodness.
So sorry we opened with so much non-housewives talk, but it's been that kind of week, okay? To finish the intro, we'll make it really fast. You can find me, Ronnie Karam, at Ronnie Karam on Twitter or on, who cares? For my site, Trash Talk TV, all recaps, trashtalktv.com, or on Twitter, Trash Tweet TV. You can also find us on Instagram at Trash Talk TV and on Tumblr at Trash Talk TV Recaps. And Benjamin, you can find at B-Side Blog. You can find him on every social network, including Vine, Instagram, All of them at B-Side Blog. Twitter, yeah, B-Side Blog. Also, come to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, because that's where we all hang out and talk shit during the week about all the shows. We put up a bunch of discussion threads, and there's a lot of really funny people in there. So make sure you go have some discussing. Okay, guys?
Yeah, and thanks to all the recent people who liked our page, like Kathy Wallace Milgram and R. Wesley Richardson and Tori Moeller and Lynn Smith Clark and Chloe B., and others. There was some really funny name earlier this week that I saw. I'm like, I got to mention her name on the podcast, and I forgot to. Oh, Jenny Fantastic liked it. How about that? So anyway,
she was on it.
Yeah, she was, and then everyone hated her.
No, she didn't even talk.
Wait, one last Bravo thing, very quickly. People have been asking us, because we did it last year, if we're going to be covering Big Brother. We're not going to be covering Big Brother, but Ronnie and I have other sort of side gigs that we do, or main gigs. Maybe this is a side gig. Ronnie does his Big Brother in 2 minutes stuff on his website, trashtalktv.com. And I have another podcast called The Banter Blender, and it's about different – I bring on different guests every week, so it's about different things. But if you're interested in Big Brother, last week's episode, I interviewed Andy, who won last season of Big Brother.
Ugh, gross.
And – he was actually really cool. He's a really nice guy in person. And sure. we had a very candid conversation. And he talked about the fact that people really hate him. And he gave some really fun, interesting insight into his experience and the Big Brother experience in general. So if you need a Big Brother fix, please go to my other podcast, The Banter Blender. It's on iTunes. That's it.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Housewives.
Bravo.
Once again, it's a week of Housewives. There was really nothing else on Bravo that we're watching. I heard Miami, that million-dollar listing Miami started, but I know there's no way I'm getting Ben to watch that show.
I mean, I could watch it. I like million-dollar listing L.A. I just hate New York.
I do, too. And Miami looks like similar to New York, where it's just so fake that you can't get past it. But you guys, come let us know what you think about that. If we're wrong, tell us, and we'll watch it. But right now, I'm like, ooh, Mary.
Yeah. Basically nothing happened on Bravo this week in general. That's my macro note for the entire week. Nothing happened on any show. Literally, like, Candy's wedding didn't even happen. It was supposed to, I thought it was on this week. Nope. They bumped it to next week.
Yeah. Someone on the Facebook page said it's probably because the BET awards were that night, which is a good call. You don't want your big season finale on that night.
Right. Exactly.
So there was none of that. There was some Married to Meds. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I might as well have just stared at, like, a piece of lint on my couch, you know? Like, it was truly the most pointless episode I've ever seen in this series' history. Nothing happened. There was a fashion show. They spent, like, 15 minutes on this fashion show, Lisa Nicole, being like, everything has to be in place for the fashion show. I'm getting very stressed out.
I am serious. You girls better get in line. Those lights had better work for the fashion show that we are about to do. Everything is riding on this. A store is coming. Another store is coming. Another store is coming. A lot of ladies who might possibly have cancer are coming.
She's like, I love how in the beginning of the episode, she tried to frame how, like, cool or how impressive her line was. She's like, we are in 25 boutiques nationwide. I'm like, it's cool you're in 25 boutiques. That's 25 more than I'm in with anything I've ever done. But it's still only 25 boutiques, okay? This is not the second coming of Diane von Furstenberg.
Yeah. You know who else is in 25 boutiques? Like those little metal matchbook things that people put memes on from the internet. Okay, those are two. That doesn't mean they're great designers. Right?
What?
Lisa Nicole. You know, you probably don't go shopping with women very much. But in women's stores, they have like this section where it's like really cute things, like a little metal matchbook type thing. And then it has those funny e-cards with like ladies from the 50s. Like, I wish I could vacuum your mouth out. I'd do it.
Yeah, those like, things. Yeah, like, they're always like, it's always like someone smiling, calling me Martini, and be like, if I could tell you how many fucks I give, the answer would be zero. I'm like, oh, here's another sassy e-card from someone who's actually not sassy at all in real life.
Yeah, those. I love always, when there's stores at that section.
And you know it's probably Lisa Nicole who's buying that shit. She's the one probably sending those sassy e-cards to people being like, sounds like, you know what today is? I call it a 5-martini day. Now fuck off. She's like, ah. You know she's not like that at all.
I want my breakfast of pills and booze. Ha ha. Yeah, I love those. So yeah, not much happened. Dwight is kind of the worst person ever. Okay, look, if you ever want to be taken seriously about anything ever, don't have Dwight as your partner, because gross.
Yeah, exactly. That is the first way to lose legitimacy in any form of fashion or business or anything in life.
That girl needs work on her face. I don't like it. She needs to get it cut off. I'm like, have you seen yourself lately? You look like fucking Anita Baker got beat in the head with a guitar and then like vacuumed up off the street and reconstituted in a jar. You disgusting.
That's insulting. That's insulting to Anita Baker and the guitar. And all jars, really. But no, he is truly an awful person who I don't believe has any expertise in anything. I think what he does is he walks around and he sees something and he's like, does that chair have to be there? Do we have to have that chair there? I need the chair to be moved. And the chair can have nothing to do with anything. It just gives him some sort of authority.
Yeah. Like he walked up to that guy who was hanging stuff and he's like, why do you have beige and white together? And the guy's like, I'm spacing them out. He's like, but, ugh. And the guy's like, really?
Yeah,
like, okay. That. I'll back up now. I'll back up.
That was my favorite part of the episode when the guy like stood back and was like, huh? I was like, finally someone does it. And he's like, all right, now. All right.
And of course, like most bullies, immediately backs down.
Yeah.
But then the models come in. None of the dresses are made properly. And Lisa Nicole's like, why is this zipper on backwards? Whose fault is this? And Dwight's like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just have a bunch of babies dressed like the president. Nobody will know the difference.
I was really amused by the fact that she's surprised that she couldn't get good, like, good fashions down in Atlanta. I mean, how many fashion shows do we have to see in Atlanta before people realize Atlanta is not the hub of fashion? You're going to have samples out of holes in them. Do you remember what happened to She by Sheree?
Oh, my God. I know. And then on Candy's Wedding, which wasn't on, obviously, but... on Candy's Wedding, Rico Chappelle's making all those clothes. I mean, Lord help that girl, because I saw his season of Project Runway, and there's like a very good chance that nothing's going to be coming out.
Well, not to jump ahead, but the previews for next week's Married to Medicine are Quad's puppy fashion show, where apparently the samples are also bad, and the investor's like, I don't like this. And by the way, this is what this series has come down to, that the about 30 seconds of next week on Married to Medicine is devoted to being like, where's the dog? Where's Murray? Where's Murray? Like, I don't even know who Murray is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Married to Medicine. Yeah, now it's also all about their businesses. Okay, so a fashion line. And now Mariah's.
Cinnamon Girl.
Ugh, God.
And she has... She Cinnamon Girl, which based on the models that Mariah recruited, I guess it's the energy bar for ratchets.
It's like your face is done. Well, you can still work on your body. We're going to have to pause for just a moment. Hey, I'm so sorry about that. We took a break. Okay, so what were we talking about?
We were talking about the fact that you just took a break to throw up. That's how bad Married to Medicine is. It just made
Yes, it made me sick to my stomach. I'm really sick today, and I don't know why. I think it's because I've been eating healthy, and then yesterday I was like, fuck it, I'm going to have ice cream and whatever, a fried chicken sandwich, which is so not vegetarian or healthy, and my stomach's like, bleh.
I would blame it on Married to Medicine. This show is the pits. I mean, we could talk about the other things that happened, but it's really not worth it, okay? So Simone is now like, oh, you know, maybe Mariah's not so bad. Or, you know, I don't really have a beef with Mariah. And Dr. Jack is like, I don't have a daughter, but my stepdaughter thinks I'm my mother, and that makes me feel proud. And then Mariah's like, ooh, I'm having a Cinnamon Girl thing. Shade. And then Dr. Heaven's like, you know, she's making a gesture. I like that. And then and Quad is like, you know, the lampshade does not fall far from the lampshade tree. And you know why? You can't spell lampshade without shade, honey.
And now it's dark, because there's no shade left.
This is a lamp for the gods. A lamp for the gods. And I am not going to be putting the light on with the devil, no siree.
Well, it is hilarious watching Mariah try to grovel to get everybody back, because now she knows she can't film with anybody.
Yeah.
So she's talking about everybody behind their back on camera, but she's going to them to hand deliver her stupid peacock invitation. What do those invitations even mean? They're like big scrolls with a peacock feather coming out of
them. I don't know. I'm starting to think that Atlanta likes themselves a scroll invitation based on this and Candy's Wedding. It's like, if it's not a scroll, it's not an invitation.
Andy's fucking somebody with a scroll business.
Yeah, that's like, exactly.
He's like, don't worry, I'm not going to be a jackhole. I'll put your scrolls on every show we've got, every show.
Yeah, next season, $1 million scrollers. No, it'll be called High Scrollers. Enter the lives of the make or break, tough as nails business of high-end scroll making.
I'm also loving the fact that stupid Toya is so excited about her rental. That is killing me.
Gene, what I should have did was I should have bought 3 grills because we could put the ball in the new kitchen. Oh, Gene.
Gene, we've been working 5 years for this. Thank you for a rental. No, you have not. Buy a house.
You know what I should have did was I should have bought this like in 3 months from now, so that way we could put $100,000 on the other house and lost that, so that way it would feel even better when we got this house.
I like that Heavenly's like, ain't nobody take that much. Nobody on how leases work.
That's a nice gesture. I think I could be a model, but you know, maybe I'm the only one who thinks that.
Yeah. I walk down, I'm a model. I like when she's like, I love that I serve my husband and so do you. And Simone's like, what? She almost punched her in the face.
She's like, I saw that you offered your husband an M&M and he said no thanks. I was like, oh, yep, he runs that household.
Heavenly is controlling her husband by feeding him too much. She's a feeder. Okay, I've read about it on the internet. It means that she finds somebody who's fat, and then she makes him as fat as possible. So eventually she even has to, like, wipe his butt and, like, feed him and stuff. And then she has total control.
Yeah, it's great.
She's a feeder, sicko. It's okay, a great scheme. So is that all for Married to Meds?
It certainly is.
Well, I don't have to barf, so let's go on to a new show.
Well, no, it's time to move on by the next time you have to barf.
Yeah.
Or if I suddenly start to cry from my canker sore.
Okay.
We're in bad shape.
Which one you want next?
Can we talk about Ladies of London? Because it was so good this weekend. It was the only good show.
So good. God, you know what, your jam? White people being boring. You love that shit.
No,
whenever
I like...
there's a show with white people being boring, you're like, that is the most amazing thing. Did you see those white people being boring?
Okay. No. Excuse moi. The reason why I like this show is because you have heinous Americans doing ridiculous things in front of stuffy Brits. Like, that's perfect to me.
But the whole show is like, oh, they don't have any manners. Americans don't have any manners. Nobody has any manners. That's not polite. I can't believe she asked about the bathroom. Ugh, no manners.
I know.
It's like, do British people not shit? Come on. What do they do? In a hole outside?
I know I'm not the one who thinks that. We had a lot of comments on Monday night of people being like, that was the most awkward dinner party, da-da-da-da-da. It was. It was so fun to watch because they're just crazy. First of all, Juliet, she's like a little monster. I mean, she has no sense of even how to act in semi-polite society, let alone at the Earl of Sandwich's manner, you know?
Yeah, that bitch is rude for like the inside of a fucking Denny's. She's just rude.
I know. I mean, she... You know, and she's like, I guess my directness is like turns people off, but I'm always honest. And it's like, well, you can be honest. You can say that you don't want to have venison. When she said, when the future Countess of Sandwich or whatever was like, said that for dinner tonight we're having venison, and Juliet's like, no, I won't. I won't have Bambi. Which, by the way, I hate when people say that about venison. Like, people have to get over it. Venison's delicious. I mean, even if you don't like it, stop saying, like, I won't eat Bambi. Like,
yeah, no kidding. First of all, Bambi's mom is dead. She's depressed. And second of all, what's wrong with eating? I mean, why is eating Chicken Little okay? Or, like, Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know too many people that eat cat and mice, but still, I wouldn't. I'm sure there's some like wonderful, adorable cow out there. It's like people just have to stop with the Bambi thing. It's like this really annoying, like, excuse to hide behind that also makes you sound like a kid, like cute, like a kid. I hate it. But anyway, the point is this: if she doesn't want to eat venison, fine, but she should say, oh, I'm terribly sorry, I can't eat venison. Do you have another option or something like that? Or not say anything at all and just not and eat around the venison. But for her to be like, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I won't. I won't do that. I won't do that. I'm just like, oh, my God, I want to slap the bitch.
Yeah, that girl's out of it. She also has that Botox that is wrong. Like, it's incorrect. Like, she does something where she plucks her eyebrows to have a really high arch, and then it's like she has them stick it right there. So she's always got like Disney villain eyebrows. It's not helping. It's not helping anything.
And it's also, it doesn't help that she wears some strange, like, semi-Victorian lacy frock to dinner.
Oh, my God. She's awful. She really is awful. But, yeah, she's like one of those Americans that would be awful here, too.
But they're all awful. I mean, Noelle is awful, too. And she's been busting out her fake British accent hardcore lately. She's
oh
like,
my God, listening to her and Caprice talk to each other is hilarious.
Like, I simply will not have that, Scott. I will not do that.
Scott. We have been working so hard, Scott.
Scott, we've been working so hard to do this right now, Scott. Like, you don't even understand, Scott, how hard it is for me.
Yeah, that girl's a ridiculous whore. Like, I don't even care what she said. And I love that everyone's so shocked when she's not classy. Like, you're talking to, like, a dime store whore. Like, what do you expect her to know? She literally moved here when she was a teenager and has been fucking rich guys ever since. Like, you don't just automatically get smart from doing that. Everyone's like, what? When she's like, I'd have an In-N-Out burger after this.
I know.
Really? Oh, how tacky. Really? You're shocked that she can swallow a lot? Please, she's been practicing her whole life.
Well, I did love how everyone at that dinner was accusing everyone else of being rude, like behind their back in the confessionals. You know, one moment it's Juliet, you know, being rude about not being able to eat her whatever, and then it's Caprice is complaining about so and so, and then Annabelle Caroline is complaining about the fact that Caprice is sending plates back and forth like a common cafeteria. I mean, they just like everyone just had it out for each other, which is what I love.
Yeah, and they're all trying to impress these people who can barely hold a shit in their stomachs. They're so old. It's like these people. You know what these people want in their life? Some entertainment. They're stuck in that goddamn house like prisoners, okay? Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, look at the big house. Wow, they must be so happy because they're rich. No, they were handed a title and a house, and now they have to figure out how to make it work and how to make money. I mean, they're giving people tours of the gardens for money. Does that sound like rich people? No, it's like last season of Downton Abbey.
It really was.
Up okay.
That's an agricultural problem. But, you know, and by the way, I was thinking about Downton Abbey. I think that pretty much Annabelle is Mary. You know, like just a cold bitch, a cold bitch that we're supposed to like in some way. But she's just a cold bitch.
Yeah. She's like, I murdered my baby when it came out of me, but I couldn't look at it. It's like, OK, that sounds reasonable.
And yet I'm always on her side when she goes up against Juliet.
Well, yeah, because
Juliet's awful.
Juliet's one of those people who will fight with you over anything you do.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter what it is. And Annabelle's, I mean, she knows crazy, darling. Don't you know that she's a muse? Alexander liked crazy.
She's just, she's a little punk rock, you know? That's why she's so good at all those punk rock things like skeet shooting and riding horses and having tea.
I did feel bad. Yeah. She's like, I really enjoy doing the Sunday crossword, drinking tea, reading a Bible, napping, washing my hands again. Punk rock.
I'm so punk rock right now.
I love that Juliet is like the typical American. Like, she doesn't understand a fight's not resolved if you don't hug, if you don't both say you're sorry, even if you don't mean it. Like, there are certain rules, like, especially fighting with girls, as I fight like a girl. There are certain ways we make up. Like, even if you're completely in the right, you always say, I'm sorry, if the other person says it first. You say, I'm sorry, too. I love you. You're so important to me. And then you hug. And then it's over. But Annabelle won't do it. And so Juliet doesn't understand that the fight's not over. And it'll be going on all season now.
Well, because Annabelle's just going to stare at her blankly and just want to kill her with her eyes.
Yeah. Why are you staring at me? What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? Ugh. Why is she looking at me like that? Is it wrong to ask for the bathroom? God. Doesn't anybody else around here have to piss? Jesus.
Where are my Cheez-Its? By the way, I thought Noelle, I thought it was really funny how Noelle, she went into the kitchen to get a bowl of soup because she was deathly allergic. It was her who was the one who was deathly allergic to the shellfish, right? I love that the kitchen staff was like, no, I'm sorry, we don't have any more soup. I'm like, oh, that's such a lie. Like, who makes one serving of soup ever? Like, they just hate Noelle.
Well, poor thing. They're probably all like sending the rest of it down so they can have the scraps. So sad.
I know.
But then you can't have our soup. Once we served you, it became ours, bitch.
Yeah. And then I loved how Caroline, who spent all that time, you know, like making fun of everyone's terrible manners, was the one who led three women out of the house to go on a cigarette break in between courses.
Yeah. Caroline's the one who's really like the rebel. I like her.
Yeah. She's the best.
Yeah. I actually really like her. I didn't think I would, but I really love her. And I like when the girls were saying, she just wants us to be her minions. And she's like, well, now you're my minions first.
I know. She's like very evil, but in a fun way. Yeah. And I totally knew that she and Caprice were going to have a falling out over the course of the season. And that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, by the way, Caroline is so much better off without Caprice.
Cappers.
Oh, Caprice. Hey, it's so Cappers. Disgusting.
I just have a lot of friends coming to my baby shower. And it's just like, it's a lot to ask them to take 3 or 4 hours out of the middle of the week. I'm like, well, then have your baby shower on the weekend.
Yeah, and she doesn't live 4 hours away, you dumb hoe. What are you talking about?
Caprice is so stupid.
Yeah, Caprice is really stupid, and I love that she's one of those people who's like blaming it all on the baby.
Yeah.
It's like, I have a feeling her attitude is the worst either way.
Oh. What's terrible about Caprice is that she has this misguided notion that she's upper class when she's just some girl from Hacienda Heights, okay? Like, we know where Hacienda Heights is, all right? It's like the hinterlands of LA. It's Bridge and Tunnel. It's the Five and Dime area, as they say. You know about the Five and Dime?
It's no. Where you
have to take either the 5 or the 10 to get into the city.
Oh, I like that.
That's LA's version of Bridge and Tunnel, since we have no bridges and very small tunnels.
Oh, I like that. So that's like Abbey weekends are Five and Dime. Oh, hey, I went to Pump.
Oh, how was it?
Stupid.
Yeah, I bet.
It's exactly the same thing as Sir. It's like big oversized flower pots and giant like plastic chandelier jewels.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it's an antique door leaning up against a wall. It's like, I mean, sorry, Lisa. I really love Lisa, but it is like old lady, an old lady's idea of really high class. You know, it's like, everything in gold wrap. Like, no.
Yeah. They have very like 80s British bougie tastes.
Yeah. And I guess it works well for what it is, but it's basically a restaurant. Like, it's all tables, so no one's, like, standing around having fun. And guess what? It's all straight people. Or, like, really she gays. Like, you know the gays that you actually see in the pictures of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that are always in, like, suits and spray tans and filler, and they look like the women?
Yeah.
Those kind of gays. And then their girlfriends. I was like, gross. Why would I want to hang around with you losers? I'm going next door to fucking, what's next door? Monster? What's that place called next door?
Here was
lesbian night. Oh, Lord. And you know what? While I said that, congratulations, lesbians. You know, the gay people have come a long way as a group, but I have to really hand it to the lesbians. I mean, there were so many thin, gorgeous lesbians in skirts and makeup. I almost fell down. I mean, you guys, congratulations. Evolution, okay?
I sure just wasn't the guys again. No. May have been. Did you check everything out? Check out all the goods?
No, because it was still straight night at the Abbey. It was all like girls having parties and asking the strippers to marry them. Are you straight?
I went to the Abbey, I think, 2 weeks ago on like Sunday night at like, it was like 8 p.m., 8:30 or whatever. I hadn't been there in like a month. And it had only been a month, but I was like, oh my goodness. This place is crazy right now. Like, what is happening?
Because on a Tuesday when you can sit outside, nobody's there. But otherwise, fuck that place.
And the guys were not that hot. They were just kind of like overdone.
No, that switched. Now it's owned by like that rich Persian group.
SBE.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now the bartenders aren't shirtless anymore either, by the way.
Yeah, don't approve. I don't really approve of anything happening there. Okay, screw you, Abby. Okay, so now back to the ladies of London. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to not have manners.
I don't know if there's anything else really to discuss. Just that there's a rift in the group, and they all acted ridiculous at dinner. And they played croquet, and they did skeet shooting. And not skeet shooting. Yeah, they had clay pigeons, whatever. Is that skeet shooting? Skeet, skeet, skeet?
Yeah. I would rather them scrap everybody except Caroline and have actual people who are friends and actually people who, like, are London people. Watching Americans be awkward in London, you know, that's just really gross. And it's kind of the same as watching any other Housewives shows, because the women here on these shows are all struggling to act like they're rich. And,
right.
Well, you know, it's like the same thing. And I don't know.
It should have been like English people. It should have been like 4 British women and 2 Americans, not 4 Americans and 2 British women.
Yeah. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's like an extended vacation. I don't like it.
I know. I love the episode, especially because the previous episode or two had been a little dull. So this one was, I felt like, got the show back on track. Except, I guess for those people who don't understand it, it wasn't anything special.
Yeah, I'm just too stupid for this show, I guess, because I think it's boring.
Yeah, why don't you go back to
as
Pump?
Michelle would say, back to Pump. I made one circle in there. I was like, no, bye. Yeah. Okay, so what else?
OC.
Okay, Shannon's a Looney Tune. What else happened?
Oh, but Shannon's such a funny Looney Tune. Well, let's talk about the stupid stuff first. All right, the boring stuff. So Lizzie, okay, I'm finally surrendering. She is awful. I mean, I was holding out hope for her. Her first episode or two were good. She seems actually like a generally bright person, but my goodness, she's bringing nothing to this show.
Nothing. And look, I don't need her to be screaming and fighting either. I don't need my housewives to just be fighting all the time. I'm kind of sick of that, frankly. But she doesn't do anything. Like, congratulate. Like, I'm so glad you have babies. But I think sometimes that people, especially when they're new parents and have really young children, I think they fall into this trap of thinking that they're interesting because they've had children. Like, it becomes your identity. You're like, I'm a mom. And then, like, their Twitter feeds become their children.
Yes.
They're like, look what Johnny did today. It's like their whole Facebook. And it's like, congratulations for mixing sperm in an egg and then pushing really hard until you shit on a table.
Yeah.
But you still need to do other things. Like, you still have to have hobbies, okay? That's not your whole life.
Yeah. And the thing is with her is that on top of everything else, what you said is 100% correct for people in general. But especially if you're on TV, it's really not breaking new ground to be like, I have 2 kids and they're just a lot of work. It's like, yeah, this is pretty well-traveled territory for both this show, this franchise, and for entertainment in general. Like, there's nothing new. The only thing new she's bringing is that she, like, when she has the time, she sits and does sketches for her bathing suits. And as I put up on the Facebook page, it was like, it looked like it took all of 10 seconds to draw.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious. I didn't even notice that until last night.
Well,
was dying.
Because she kept on saying, like, I just want to know, like, do I either have my career or my kids? I don't know if I can have it all. And I spoke to God, and he's like, you can have it all. And then they show her drawing as if she would perhaps have to, like, not have a third child so that way she could continue doing little sketches like that. Like, oh, God, I don't know if I can have a child. I have to draw a little sketch.
And I love that. I don't know if this was like psychology speaking through her drawing, but that was the biggest crotch I've ever seen. Like, nothing was right about what she drew. Nothing. It was like a figure eight for the boobs, right? So that's a bikini top. Okay, I get that. And then the bottom is like a square where the vagina goes. I was like, okay, everyone has not had 3 children. Okay, you're going to need to scale that back.
Oh my goodness. It was just such a sad moment of like this poor mommy who's got nothing going on in her life except drawing these little things, and then I guess she has some bathing suit line, but it's nothing real.
Well, she said it's like in 2 stores or something, right? I mean, she made Lisa Marie's collection 25 look downright impressive.
I know. And then I guess Heather came over to give her some advice, and I don't even remember what Heather's advice was. I went into the kitchen at that point to like do dishes, but I think Heather did she say something like, you can do it all, like, look at me, I was on Malibu Country and Hawaii 5-0.
Oh my, yeah. She's like, look at me. I've had 2 lines on television in 2 years. I have 5 children that a nanny raised. And I have like 30 people building a home for me. It's like, what do you do exactly? I'm surprised you even show up to do your own dialogue on this show, you lazy bitch.
All she does is berate Terry.
And like, then she's got, now they're getting a personal chef.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Get over yourself. How much does it cost to have a personal chef come in and cook for you every night? That must be insane. He must be charging them at least like $300 for himself and then whatever he's cooking. It's probably anywhere between like $600 and $1,000 for that. And it's grilled chicken and broccoli. Come on.
But then she tries to humanize herself by saying like, and then I'll do the dishes. Like, yeah, right. You're going to have your other nanny come in and do the dishes.
Yeah, exactly. The dish nanny.
Yeah, dish nanny nation.
Oh, that reminds me of Pickles from Real Housewives of New York. She tweeted at us because she read the recap that the recapper wrote on our site. And she was like, oh, I loved your recap. And I said, oh, we love you. But now your name is Recap because you read our recap. Poor Pickles.
Poor Pickles. All right. So then I guess the big news is, because I'm trying to think, we saw Heather and Lizzie. They did their thing. And then it was Vicky. Tamara's still dealing with her stupid robot baby. No one cares.
I can't with that. You know what, Tamara? No. You're a horrible human being. You've admitted it every other season. And this, you're trying to be nice again. You already had your spinoff. You're not getting another spinoff. You don't have to be nice anymore. Cut the crap and do something or fucking leave. I do not need to see another rubber baby crying. And then you nagging some man who told you in the first place you didn't want a damn baby. I mean, what is wrong with people? If someone says they don't want a baby, then you put a hole in the condom and get pregnant on accident, and they don't want to take care of that damn baby, it's not their fault. It is your fault, okay?
Yeah. Exactly. Stupid. And it's also Bravo, you know, you please understand that it's boring enough watching Lizzie with her crying babies. It's even worse watching Tamara with a fake crying baby. Like, there's
hitting. I can't even bear the real ones.
And like I said last week, this is the third Bravo show we've seen in the past about 2 months, 2.5 months that's had like a fake baby on it. Like, it's Bravo, it's time to, like, you know, get some fresh ideas here. Stop recycling all your fashion shows and twat waxing and fake babies from each franchise to the next.
Yeah, it just makes everybody want to punch a baby. It's like, oh, you can punch that baby, it's not real. And then suddenly you start looking at real babies and you're like, I can punch that baby. No, you can't.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. Yeah,
it's getting everything all fucked up. Yeah, I can't take fake baby stories, especially from women in their 50s. Like, get off my – you're not having a baby, okay? Unless they come out as those little dancing raisins from the commercials, you're not having a baby. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the other thing. I feel like those baby things are made for, like, 17-year-old girls who need to learn about life, like, life lessons and responsibility. It's not made for women.
Yeah, those are made for teenage girls who got caught fucking.
Yeah, it's not made for women who are 48 and who are contemplating whether or not to have in vitro. Yeah. You know, do I really want the in vitro? It's like, no. You're old enough to make decisions and to read and do research and see specialists. This is for stupid, you know, Janelle, what's her face, Farrah Abraham, who got knocked up and was, you know,
and went and
up
is and now sucking dick on the internet. Okay. Now you don't want your babies to have kids. Show them that.
Yeah. Exactly. And no, don't show them that, because then they'll be like, oh my God, I can have a sex tape too and be famous. Anywho, let's go down to Puerto Vallarta, where Vicky was continuing her romantic escape with Brooks, and Shannon and David came to join them, and the fun just never ended.
Oh, God. When Brooks and Vicky look like the normal couple at a table, you have done something seriously wrong.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love the dysfunction of Shannon and David. I know it's very uncomfortable to watch, but gosh. It's great.
And it's just so plain to everybody else what's wrong with them. But they can't seem to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, first of all, what was hilarious is that they got stuck on a small bed. And then they were complaining about – well, David wasn't really complaining. Shannon was complaining more. It definitely sucks to be stuck in a small bed with two people. But it's not like you're on a mattress full of gravel, you know? Like, you can still sleep on it. Assuming you have a loving relationship and you like to be cuddled up to the person next to you.
Well, they don't. They don't even sleep in the same room. They're like, we have to sleep in the same room together on this tiny bed.
Exactly. That was the real issue.
But I like when David's like, we can't stay here, babe. We got to go. And Vicky's like, no, you can't leave. I don't care. I want to hear this bed squeaking. Bye. You're staying.
If it's not squeaking, I'm going to come and pee on it. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, Vix.
We're going to really fix like this Vicky. Marriage. I know. I like Vicky too, but...
So then Shannon starts her Looney Tunes ways with David. Oh, God, David. David's like drinking tequila. Oh, you don't drink tequila. Oh, well, he's got a new drink, tequila. Oh. And he's like, God damn it, babe. She's like, what? Well, I wasn't judging it. I was just saying, I need a hug. I need a hug. And then David's like all mad. And then Shannon runs off. And then Vicky's like, well, you know, you are kind of an ag. And she's like, thanks for making me look like a bitch, David.
Well, yeah, that's like the abridged version. I mean, what first happened was that they all went jet skiing, which was sort of funny. And then they were having this nice lunch. And Vicky's like, so you like hanging out together? And Shannon's like, yeah, I love hanging out with David. And then David's like, pass the guacamole. And then it was like, David, he didn't answer the question. He's like, what was the question? Like, do you like hanging out together? He's like, well.
And then still almost doesn't answer it.
He's like, you know, we have some challenges because our interest levels are different. Like, for instance, I like to work out and she doesn't like to work out. He's like, and by working out, I mean I like to do everything and she likes to do nothing. But that wasn't a good example of David being the asshole, where it's sort of like, as Vicky pointed out, like, here's this woman who wants some sort of like affection, and David is like not present. But then you go fast forward to the restaurant, and then you see where Shannon's faults are, which is she harps on him for suddenly liking tequila, and then she doesn't admit that she was harping on it. She's like, no, I was just merely stating it. I was just saying that he likes tequila. I didn't know there was anything wrong with liking tequila. And then that's when it becomes World War III at the table, in a quiet, simmering way.
Yeah, they're just both awful. Like, he's mean and distant, and she's, like, behaves like I would be mean and distant to her, too. She's obnoxious, and she's even got the kids snarking at him. You know, it's like the guy buys everybody this giant mansion, and then he walks in, and they're like, you're an idiot! Everyone just basically calls him an idiot. Like, I'd be out of there, too.
Yeah. No, I love the fact that when she walks away with Vicky, and it's like, I hate that everyone has eyes on our relationship right now. Like, I hate that, like, you know, everything is fine. Everything is fine. She walks back and says, try not to make me look like a bitch next time. Yeah, everything's fine. Why does everyone have their eyes on us? Why does everyone have their eyes? Stop making me act like a bitch. You're an asshole. You're an unloving asshole. Sleeps in a different room and goes to sleep way too early. Asshole. No, everything's fine.
Oh, they're a mess. So what else happened on this episode? That was it, right?
That's pretty much it. I just hope that that Vicky can show them the Puerto Vallarta that she knows, like Andalés. And of course she has to take them to the bullfight, you know, because I remember last season was so wonderful when they went there.
Oh, Gretchen, the matador's going to be fine. He's not going to get hurt. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
However, maybe that bull won't gore anybody. However, maybe it will. However, if it doesn't, it could still rain and we'll get poop on ourselves. However, poop is a good exfoliant. However.
Oh, wait. Someone told me recently that they were doing some sort of press. Maybe it was Andy from Big Brother. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but someone said they were dealing with Gretchen and Slade, and they were so awful.
Oh, really?
Truly awful. Yeah. Off camera, they were awful.
Yeah, I think off camera they probably behave how they were at Heather's thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. So everybody there is gross. Let me see. What are people asking for here on the old Facebook page? A lot of Big Brother stuff. God, do this many people listen to Big Brother? I feel like not that many people were listening last time we did it.
Yeah, I thought like whenever we did our Big Brother stuff last year, we got like, I feel like 600 views. And I felt like we were just the three of us talking to a void. And we'd get like a few likes on the Facebook. And I was like, okay, well, this is not enough for us to be like, it's a whole other hour and a half for us to do a week. It's like, it's not worth it. So we're like, okay, no more. And now everyone's like, where's our Big Brother coverage?
Oh, and someone's asking about redubs. I can't do those anymore because Bravo shut down one of my YouTube pages and keeps trying to shut me down, so fuck them. I'm just doing Big Brother and Survivor now. Screw you, Bravo! Okay, so what else? There was something really funny on here that I just saw. Oh, Beverly Hills Gossip, Camille, Adrian, and... Do you believe it?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know you were gone. That's so rude.
I was disconnected. I don't know what you were just talking about, but there was something I wanted to say. Sorry to backtrack just a little bit, but Jessica Nolan on Facebook said wanted to talk about this, and we totally forgot to mention this, Ladies of London. the moment when Juliet turned to the Countess of Sandwich or whatever, the Earl of Sandwich's wife, and was like, so have you ever seen The Breakfast Club or Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I mean, come on, Ronnie. How do you not love this show?
I don't hate the show. I just think it's really boring. I struggle to get through it, I have to admit. I'm like, come on, do something.
So, all right. So what were you saying before while I was disconnected?
I was saying Michael Horn came on to our weeb seat to say Beverly Hills Gossip, Camille, Adrian, and Taylor returning part-time. What do you think of that?
Sure. Fine, I guess. I don't know.
I say go for it.
Yeah.
Except that I don't know how that's going to work because I think everybody has to be nice to Lisa, right? Because I think Lisa somehow magically agreed to come back, and we know she doesn't need the money. So I'm guessing everybody had to like say they'd be nice to her or something.
No, I'm sure there'll be some. Everyone's going to turn on Brandy. That's what'll be the news story. I'm sure somehow because you know what, I think as you say, the Kyle Richards, she always knows which side the public is going towards, and they probably see that everyone's on Lisa's side and not Brandy's side. So she's gonna jump over to Lisa, and the producers will just make it that way because everyone likes Lisa and everyone hates Brandy, and people want to see. I think the public wants to see Brandy nailed to her cross now. So I think the producers will give that to us.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Never underestimate the producer's ability to manipulate a situation. I think I told this story maybe about a year ago, whatever. My cousin used to be a producer on a certain reality show, which I don't know if I'm at liberty to say, but it was like a legitimate one that was on E. And she would say what before the season would begin, they would look at where the cast was and who liked who, et cetera, et cetera. And they would say, okay, we want these two people to be friends at the end of the season. So what do we have to do to get into that situation? And they would work backwards, and it sort of they knew how to turn people like way ahead of time. They really, really know how to manipulate people. So I have no doubt the producers will do the same thing for these women on Beverly Hills.
Yay!
Scary. It's kind of scary, huh?
Well, I just don't like most of those ladies anymore. Like Brandy, I couldn't give a fuck about. Yolanda Foster is unbearable. Like she is really terrible. Did you see that Instagram photo someone posted of her? She posted this photo of herself with an IV, and she's like her head's down, and it says, "What does it say? Do you remember?"
She said that she was like in Mexico to get like Lyme disease drugs, and then she goes hashtag Dallas Buyers Club. I'm like, bitch. Come on now.
Are you that needy of attention that you're posting yourself with an IV? I mean, come on.
Next time she's going to be like, they've put me on a train to get a remedy. I mean, hashtag Auschwitz.
No kidding. She's like, look how skinny I've gotten while I'm waiting for a cure for the limes. Hashtag Auschwitz. Hashtag dead Jewish people didn't deserve this.
Hashtag Phnom Penh. Oh, gosh. Let's go on to New York.
Oh, Lord, there is more. Oh, y'all, this week was Heather getting black. Heather is trying so hard to get a call from P. Diddy. I'm like, Heather, please stop dropping G's at the end of your ings. It does not make you black.
How you doing, bitch? It's a friendly bitch. You want it to be a non-friendly bitch? I don't want to make a big deal of it, bitch. How you doing? How you hanging?
I like even when she's trying, like, she's trying to be street. She still talks like a mommy. Do you want it to be a mean bitch? Because it can be a mean bitch. You're acting like one. Do you want to keep acting like one and I can keep saying it? Or do you want to sit down and eat your macaroni and cheese? It's like Heather. She's like the other Heather.
She's like, I am not bossy, so now be quiet. That's an order.
Yeah. Yeah. Heather, I don't care about those two women fighting, honestly.
Well, it was really kind of a childish experience. Basically, Kristen's a spoiled brat child, and Heather is bossy, and you know, I thought it was funny when all of a sudden, you know, when Kristen was like, you boss your husband around, which I didn't think it was like the worst thing in the world to say. I didn't think it was that much of a commentary. I understood the point that everyone's like, you shouldn't comment on people's marriages. But at the same time, I'm like, but all you ladies, you do nothing but comment on each other's marriages and relationships.
And sorry, I love that Carol knows. She's like, you should never comment on anybody.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
People shouldn't live in glass houses because if they throw a stone for fun, it could break and crash on their heads like my poor friends who were in a plane one time, but I don't want to name drop.
Don't throw stones in glass houses because you might knock over your staircase that floats on the wall.
If you live in a glass house, I hope you have good medical insurance because you're probably going to get skin cancer from all the sun coming into your living room.
If you throw stones in a glass house, you might hit a ghost rider, which I certainly don't have.
Oh, so I can breathe, then why do I feel like I'm dying right now? Why am I about to die right now if I can breathe? Fucking Aviva. Those are coming next week. They show Aviva being called a liar by everyone. She's like, oh, really, ladies? I can breathe? Really? 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 Oh, then why do I need this? Stupid. While we're on Carol, I love Carol dressing up like a bear to scare everybody. Like, that's... Yeah. She's so Catskills.
Yeah.
I scared everybody with a bear costume. The minute I heard that we were camping, I thought, wow, I'm going to play a prank like Jackie Gleason did back in the day.
She's like, best $600 I ever spent.
No, I think that sounds like a terrible use of $600.
You could have hired an actual bear from a gay bar to come there and strip for you people for $600. What a waste.
I'm surprised Ramona didn't freak out more. You know what? I don't like that. You know what? My father was a very hairy man, okay? So when I see a bear, I think of my father, okay?
My father wore chaps without the ass in them, and he was very hairy. He was on the cover of Frontiers magazine, and I don't appreciate being thrown a bear.
When Aviva and Carol and Heather all said that we were going to go out on the frontier, I thought for sure we're going to go to Frontier Magazine, where my father was a bear for the cover. But no, we went to Montana, the real frontier. I did not expect that, did not appreciate that. So I'm sorry. I'm not enjoying this, even though I am now the hostess.
When I was young, I got roller skates from my mother, and I really liked to skate down the street. And so when the ladies took me skeet shooting, I got really upset because it reminded me of one time my mom was holding my hand trying to help me skate down the street, and my father shot a BB gun at her while we were going, and he kept hitting her in the butt, and she kept crying. So no, I don't appreciate skeet shooting, okay?
When I was younger, my father had many friends, okay? One of whom was Geraldine Parsons Smith, okay? And she would always bring over huckleberries. So when they served huckleberry chicken, it made me think of my father. And I didn't appreciate that. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to have the huckleberries, okay?
You're a terrible hostess, but I appreciate the fact that you didn't have spaghetti here at this dinner, because my father, when I was a child, used to throw strings of spaghetti in my mother's face, and I can't look at it ever since, okay?
And ever since that day, when I see spaghetti, I think of my mother saying, you're boning Geraldine Parsons Smith, aren't you? Take this limp spaghetti noodle that looks like your penis and throw it at her instead, okay?
And then I went and talked to a tree outside because he was my only friend, okay?
So that's why it was very hard for me to throw a hatchet at the bullseye, because the bullseye was made of wood. It made me feel like I was throwing a knife at my friend. I didn't want to do that. It brought back a lot of memories for me. So I'm sorry. It was just not happening for me, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay, so basically it was more of the same. Sonia being a whore and trying to fuck children, which has got to stop at some point. When she was like, I've seen enough of bull balls, but I could use some hot dogs. I was like, what? Shut up. Just shut up. There is nobody on earth who is closing their eyes right now enjoying the thought of you and a wiener. Just stop. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Pickles, if you're out there, stop her.
Yes, please, Pickles. Do something for all of humanity.
It's just gross. I feel like she's hurting other women in their 40s. You know?
Yeah.
By making sex with a woman in her 40s a gross thing. And it shouldn't be. But Sonia is making it that way. Let's all revolt. Yes, all women.
You know what? She's a hot cougar. She shouldn't be trying so hard. She should let them come to her. Or on her. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Let's see. What else happened was they went to the rodeo, and a cowboy walked by them and said, "Get real, girls," which I thought was funny. But I also suspected he may have been talking to the little girls walking behind him. But either way,
no,
I enjoyed
it. I think he was talking to these women who were dressed to the nines at a rodeo with a camera crew following him. I mean, I get it. But yeah. At the same time, like, what's real, dude? You're in a fucking 10-gallon hat walking in shit for fun, okay? Why is that more real than these posers? Like, you're a poser, too, just in a different pose.
Zing! Fuckers. Rodeo zing.
I hate that. Well, first of all, I speak from experience because I'm from El Paso, Texas, and I went to many, many a rodeo as a child.
It wasn't your first time.
Those fuckers are the most judgmental, those fucking cowboys out there. It's like,
oh yeah,
what makes you real? Whenever there's a political discussion, they're like, well, what about the real Americans? Like, what makes you more real? Because you guzzle more gas and have a bigger gun? Go fuck yourself. You're not more real than anybody else. Get out of here.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. So it's always those real American cowboy tops. Government, stay out of our lives, except I want you to make sure that these people can't do that, and those people can't do that, and those people can't do that. Thank you.
And also, why are you complaining about health care? Why do you want fucking businesses not to pay for contraceptives, and then you bitch about all the poor babies that are born? Shut up.
Yeah.
Jerks. Yeah. Like, either you want it or you don't. You can't have it both ways. Like, you should be fucking celebrating abortion.
What if your business is against your religious beliefs to hire anyone other than an illegal immigrant? How about that?
Oh,
how about
that? God, we should totally start that.
Like, I'm sorry. I believe my religion is giving to the poor, and therefore I only hire illegal immigrants to help them come into this country. Oh, watch that. Watch that one happen.
So gross.
Green cards for everyone. It's for my religion.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just start all sorts of crazy fucking religions.
Yeah. Jerks.
You bunch of jerks. Okay, jerks. So now what?
I think that's it.
That's all?
Well, we sort of powered through this one on account of you being nauseous and me hardly being able to talk.
Okay, does throwing up make you tired? Because I'm really tired. Okay, so what do you think of Big Brother?
Oh my God, I'm into it so far. I like the cast. First of all, they got hot guys this season, finally. And you know that there's like a gay thing happening in the house with Ariana Grande's brother and that guy Zach?
No.
Well, this was forwarded to me from my friend Jash, who sent me some stuff from the feeds. Because you know that there's been all this stuff online about how like Frankie and that guy Zach have been really close. Like they cuddle and everything and stuff like that.
No, I don't read any of the spoilers because I recap it, so I don't want to get infected by spoilers.
Well, this is nothing about the gameplay, but basically, you know, on the first episode, they made it look like, or the second episode, they made it look like Zach was pissing off Frankie, you know?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They're like two little buddies. It's like those YouTube videos where you see a cat and a dog being friends. And like Frankie, they'll cuddle next to each other and Frankie will come up and like kiss him on the back of the neck. But here's the latest tea that Jash sent me and our friend Neil, which is that apparently Zach told Cody, Disney reference, but Zach told Cody that he's like, you know what? I don't know what it is, but I really want to fuck Frankie. And so Cody told this to Brittany, and Brittany was like, oh my God, the other day I saw Zach looking at Frankie and he had an erection.
No!
It's like,
I've been
finally
wanting that to happen on Big Brother for so long because they always only put one straight guy, and I've been wanting, or one gay guy, and I've always wanted it to be one of the guys' turns because that happens so often in real life where the straight guy is just like,
it doesn't count if it's a blowjob, you know?
This guy's like, apparently he's like, I've never felt this way about a guy before, but something about Frankie, he's like, I just want to fuck him. Now, I feel bad for the guy because if Frankie's the best he can do, I mean, come on, what about Devin? I mean, he's an idiot, but why not Devin? He's much more attractive than Frankie. But
what about Caleb? Crazy Caleb, who's already cried. Oh, my God. I'm going to love making crying shots of him.
He cried, and yet he called President Obama he called him something horrific on Instagram. I'm not even going to repeat it. But he's like, I'm just a sensitive soul. Get out of the way, faggots.
Yeah,
but,
well, rednecks can be sensitive in their way. Maybe he screams louder when he gets it up the butt.
He's like, get real, ladies. But Yeah, I'm very excited to see what happens with this whole Zach and Frankie situation. And, you know, Frankie at first, I thought he was awful, and I still find him to be fairly awful, but now he's toning down a little bit and, like, not being so, quote-unquote, on, and he's becoming more likable, I find. But he's still very annoying.
I don't have any hate for him. I just, my first impressions of him are that he's that kind of gay who just says things in a gay way and then everybody laughs, you know? I say that a lot, but there's, like, a lot of gays who are like that, and they're usually on Big Brother. They'll say things like, oh, here we are, another challenge with something that we have to balance on. Balance! Then everyone starts laughing because they're like, oh, my God, a gay guy said that.
See, I didn't like him off the get-go because he's, like, a typical, like, theater queen. I'm sorry I'm going to say that. Jesus. I know Alec Baldwin got heat for saying that. But he is, I mean, in the, he's, like, very on. He's like, rat-a-tat-tat, like, bravo, I'm Frankie. Oh, my God, I love you guys. I don't know if you've ever seen his YouTube channel, but it's so insufferable. I mean, it's really terrible.
Yes, I did watch it writing up a, you know, a thing about him because I'd met him on the Leo Black podcast. I did
right,
that
that's
with
right.
him once or twice.
Yeah, I was about to say that she's friends with him. She seems to really like him a lot, so there's that. But the thing is that when he, in the first episode or the second episode, when he met Victoria – and they're like, oh, my God, I love pink. I love pink. Oh, my God, we're going to be best friends. Da, da, da. I was like, there's no way. This girl, this, like, crazy Israeli girl, and then this crazy gay guy, to me, this is, like, the second coming of Tyler and Svetlana from Real World Key West. Do you remember them?
No, I didn't. I don't watch that one.
They were, like, besties in the beginning. Like, oh, my God, we're going to become best friends. And they were, like, oh, my God. That talk about a friendship that went sour. He became such a catty gay to her. He wrote like a burn book. He wrote a letter being like, go back to Philadelphia or something like that. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. And sure enough, his first nomination, Victoria.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, there's no way you're going home, babe. It's not you. You're not the target. And then when she wins that battle of the block thing, he's like, God damn it!
I know. I like
jumping around the pool, splashing. And like, I don't know. Right now, he seems like really, really needy of attention.
Yeah. But the whole battle of the block twist seems like a little too much. I guess the thing is what it incentivizes you to if you're head of household, it incentivizes you to nominate weak players, right? Because they would theoretically not be able to take themselves.
Well, yeah, this season's like the season of the back door, right? Because the first nomination, you don't want to nominate anybody you really want to go home because they're going to have two chances now. They have the battle of the block. If they lose that, they still have veto.
Yeah.
So you really have to wait for them to get out of all of those things and then put somebody on the block and back door them when they can't do anything else. I mean, how the hell else are you going to get anybody out?
Yeah, I don't know. But I think Devin is hilarious because he's so paranoid. He's like, okay, guys. All right. I brought in two more people to the alliance. All right. Guess what? That potted plant, it's in the alliance now. Bomb squad. Bomb squad for life.
Oh, my God. He is so terrible. How did he get cocaine into the house? He's so coked up. I mean, everybody he passes, he's like, you want to be in an alliance? You want to be in an alliance? Me and you, brah. You and me, brah. Yeah. Look, my favorite thing that he does is when he gets all Hollywood. And he's like, oh, dude, you're going to make that move? That's been done, brah. I mean, that's been done on the show before. Let's be a little original. Like, he's, like, writing some kind of network drama. Like, bitch, yeah. Please stop. Everything's been done before. It's a game with certain rules. Dude, that's been done, brah.
Well, what's funny is that his alliance with Devin, with Donnie, was like a smart move because it's a little unpredictable. And then he's immediately decided to go back on that alliance for an unwieldy 8-person alliance that is already falling apart. And the best part about that big alliance is that I think no one in the alliance actually is like pro the alliance because everyone's like, no, we've seen this before. These alliances fall apart, but I'll just go along with it until it falls apart. So it's like a total disaster, which I'm so excited about.
I'm excited by Donnie, but he's going to go so quickly. I mean, they're going to get rid of him so fast. And it's sad because I want to see, like, what kind of competitions he can win. Like, if there's a competition about, like, having someone else's underwear in your bag, you know? Because you know he does creepy shit like that. That guy has crazy face.
Yeah. I also, by the way, I love the two nerd girls bonding. I'm like, yay.
Oh, I do too. I love them. And
I know.
Like,
I hope.
We're just two normal girls with glasses. We don't get it. You know, we'd be best friends inside and outside the house.
I know. In certain ways, they should be awful, but I, like, love them.
I love them.
I hope the show doesn't crush their souls.
I know. I hope they don't come out of there like giant assholes.
And Nicole's like, I really like everyone in the house, but I really like Christine the most. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, her
but she has like the weirdest accent, and she's like, but what I really have to say is I don't have a lot of thoughts about this, but Christine seems really cool. I don't know.
I love the nerds. I hope they win.
I know. I think CBS is gonna push for them because they gave them a really sweet edit, you know?
Yeah, but the thing with this show is every time we love somebody, they turn into the biggest asshole on the show. Remember Amanda last year? We loved her too.
Well, right now, I think of the lady assholes, I think Paola is the one that we all dislike the most, right? Although she seems like she might
be smart.
I think she seems really smart. I think she's only okay. She's a little annoying.
I like Pow Pow because she's really not like a hot girl. I mean, you know, she's not.
She's cute, though. She's cute.
Like, she works out, and she's got a banging body because she works out and stuff. Listen, so that's good.
If you like
but
Asian
she's
girls,
not like, just, she's not like genetically blessed. She's not like a
like Amber. Amber is beautiful.
Like porn hot. She's like internet porn hot, you know?
Yeah. She is. She's like a YouTube star hot.
Yes. And I know that she's going to have to rely so much on her actual brain to make it because she's just not as hot as she needs to be to like make it far from hotness. And so I like that about her. I'm like rooting for her.
That
to
would be
use
the
her brain.
That will be the name of her epic movie, Far From Hotness. Pow Pow stars in Far From Hotness.
Then the tagline can be just genetically, though. Okay, everybody. So that's it. We will be back next week talking about other things, okay? You can
have a great
find me, Ronnie Karam, at RonnieKaram.com. There ain't nothing there. You can find me at TrashTalkTV.com. I'm doing recaps every Sunday night of Big Brother, and I do Big Brother in 2 minutes videos every Friday. And you can find me on Twitter at Ronnie Karam or Instagram at Ronnie Karam or Vine Ronnie Karam. Ben, you can find at BsideBlog.com for funny interviews, recaps, and podcasts. And you can also find him on social media sites at BsideBlog. Second.
Yes.
Also, come to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, to talk to other listeners and us, and tweet us at whatcrappens. Love ya. Mean it. Bye.
And if you're listening to this while you're stuck in July 4th traffic, I'm sorry. You just can listen to it all over again. Bye. Yeah.
Press start again. And yeah. Wait for me to throw up. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. No need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.